This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to the cost to taxpayers versus the benefit to society of giving expensive medicine to prison inmates. An estimated 15,000 people in the U.S. die each year as the result of hepatitis C. About 1% of the U.S. population is thought to be infected, but in prison, it's about 17% who have it. But new, highly effective drugs cost a lot. Reporter George Lavender has more.
DR. Yeah.
At the prison hospital inside the California Men's Colony, about 3 hours north of Los Angeles, Floyd Masterson is waiting to pick up some medication.
But I also got to duck to see my doctor today at 12 o'clock.
Like the rest of the inmates, he's dressed in a dark blue prison uniform. And like a sizable number of those, Masterson has hepatitis C.
Definitely have it.
How did you find out?
Well, I was subpoenaed back down to L.A. County Jail, and they told me that I had hep C.
Like many prisoners, he says he probably got it from drug use. He says day to day, it doesn't really bother him, but if it's left untreated, it could lead to liver cancer and even death. Up until a few years ago, the only treatment came with some horrible side effects.
It said make it homicidal or suicidal, you know.
And the chances of actually being cured were 50-50. That all changed in 2011 when new drugs arrived that worked much better.
Pretty miraculous.
That's Dr. Johannes Ha, chief medical executive at the prison. California has been using two of those drugs, Sovaldi and Harvoni, for the past 2 years.
We have gone from treatment that had a success rate of pretty much a toss of the coin to now upwards of 90%.
The flip side is that these drugs are much more expensive. California treatment costs skyrocketed from just over $10 million to $47 million last year. And that's given many corrections departments sticker shock.
So there is no doubt that these drugs are expensive.
But they're worth it, says Harvard's Dr. Jagpreet Chatwal. He studied the economics of treating hepatitis C in prisons and showed if you cut the rate of infections in prison, you'll cut it society-wide.
And we found that 90% of the new infections would be prevented outside the prisons by intervening inside the prisons.
To do this, he says, would require prisons on average to ramp up spending by an extra 12%. And that while that could be a hard sell...
So it's a question of spending now versus later.
In California, I'm George Lavender for Marketplace.